Hello, it's Richard Matthew here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Sarah Lusher. We continue our news items, which include how dog owners fear for their pets and drug dealers are targeting city schoolchildren. But first, one man is set to roll a barrel of beer from Norfolk to London.
Rolling out the barrel is said to be a barrel of fun, but one Norfolk brewer is likely to disagree. David Holliday from Norfolk Brewhouse is preparing to make a big push in raising awareness for testicular cancer in memory of Norwich man Fred Riseborough, whose life was cut short by the disease. He will roll the barrel of beer from the Hindringham base, 200 kilometres to St Bartholomew's Hospital in London. Mr Riseborough died, aged 24, of germ cell cancer, which causes testicular cancer, but in his case it grew in his chest cavity. Just 7 months after his diagnosis on May 1st, 2018, he died as his lungs could not cope with the pneumonia. Mr Holliday said, "It all started when I rather casually quipped on social media that if we won the public vote for East of England Co-op's Producer of the Year award, that I would push a barrel of Fred's cheque down to the oncology team at St Bart's." People started to offer help, so he decided to commit to carrying out the challenge regardless of the outcome of the vote. Fred's cheque is an ale created in memory of the former Helston High student by the brewery, his family and friends, with the hope of raising awareness of testicular cancer with its On the Ball Testicular Cancer Charity.
Homes have been built on one of Norfolk's natural beauty spots for a rare visitor. The Broads Authority has invested in 30 Schwegler bat boxes to provide roosting places for the bat species Nathusius pipistrelle. The Nathusius pipistrelle is a stronghold in the Broads National Park, with Whitlingham Country Park in Trowes a hotspot for the species. Senior ecologist for the Broads Authority, Andrea Kelly, said, "We've been so encouraged by the enthusiasm and community spirit that these amazing bats have engendered. There's been a lot of collaborative work between volunteers, landowners and charities to monitor these bats and provide the correct habitat for them to thrive." The bat boxes are woodpecker-proof, weather and rot-resistant, and have been erected in woodland around Whitlingham Broad, where it's hoped that they will be found by the bats. The boxes will be inspected to see if bats have been caught and ringed in the country park before. Any recaptures will bring further knowledge of its behaviour and help to continue conservation efforts. Over the last 3 years, ringing of individuals has revealed the migration undertaken by Nathusius pipistrelle. The bats migrate between the United Kingdom and northeastern European countries such as Latvia and Lithuania.
Guns and drugs were seized after police stopped a car in Norwich and arrested the driver after chasing him when he tried to flee. Two rifles, a handgun and ammunition, along with cannabis and other drugs, were seized after police searched the car and the man's home. The haul came after a unit from Norfolk Police's Operation Moonshot team stopped a Vauxhall Corsa just off Dereham Road in Norwich. The driver ran off and was chased by officers. He was caught having climbed into the back garden of a home and was arrested.
A senior police officer has warned that drug dealers are homing in on Norfolk schools in a bid to recruit children. In County Line's drug-dealing groups, teenagers and children are often recruited into the business, with a majority sent to Norfolk from London or other cities. Of more than 900 arrests made as part of Operation Gravity, a crackdown on dealing, 200 were of people aged under 18. And Temporary Assistant Chief Constable Nick Davison warned that Norfolk's children were now being targeted in what he described as a worrying development. He said that the dealers usually identified schools where children could be on the fringes.
Firefighters were called after a car burst into flames in Norwich during the evening rush hour. A fire broke out in a car parked on Queen's Road, Norwich, near to the city's bus station. A spokesman in the Norfolk Police Control Room said there was no one in the vehicle at the time the fire broke out.
Dog owners fear that their pets could be at risk of poisoning after people left food out for wildlife on a popular walking route. People living in West Norwich have warned dog walkers to be on the lookout after food which could be dangerous to dogs was found scattered down the route. Raisins, walnuts and bread were left down Marriott's Way in Thorpe Marriott, in areas where owners often let their dogs off the lead. One owner said that last year dogs were harmed by food left out in the area, with one requiring a blood transfusion. Raisins and walnuts are known to cause kidney failure in dogs. If a pet eats them, the recommended treatment by a vet is induced vomiting within 2 hours of consumption. Walkers say that they believe people are leaving the food for birds or other wildlife, unaware of the impact it can have on canines. Dog walkers say they are now removing the food from Marriott's Way and putting it in locations where dogs cannot access it.